coach on draft day say you had a bad draft, obviously. So with that leading question, did you get what you want accomplished and give us an overview of?
Yeah, I think we did. You know, we addressed some positions that we needed to address with depth and some good solid character guys, some good solid football players. And we're happy with where we ended with the draft. We got some good draft picks. And moving forward with this football team, we feel like we have good, strong competition at every spot. And we'll add some free agents also and fill out our 90-man roster and go from there.
Pick that you've made today that you just maybe a little bit more anxious to see this guy because maybe gives you a different kind of value than some might think?
Well, obviously, Lake Seastrunk is an interesting guy because of his speed. You know, he was sitting there later on in a draft, I think it was the sixth round, and we had him, you know, ranked a little bit higher than that. And, you know, obviously Robert knows him very well, and so we know a little bit about him. And so he's an interesting guy. I want to see him compete. You know, the only weird thing about him, he didn't catch any balls at Baylor, but they just don't throw their backs. So we feel like he can catch the ball good enough.
How did you just determine that, like from his pro days and stuff?
Or? Yeah, we saw him at the pro days, obviously, and at the combine, and he caught the ball fine. And obviously Robert knows him, and we did our work on him. So we're excited what he brings. Obviously, all the draft picks that we picked, we feel like come into camp and compete, not only for their position, but also on special teams, which obviously is something that we felt like we had to address. Bashad Breeland, for instance, is a heck of a corner, very technically sound, but also we think he's going to be a very good special team football player.
You guys didn't add any inside linebackers or safeties, which are kind of long-term question marks still for you. Is that because you feel good about what you have there already?
Yeah, I think after the 3-day camp that we had, we felt really good about our linebacker position with Keenan Robinson coming back, and he did well. And we obviously got Adam Hayward, and the other linebackers we signed, Akeem Jordan, did well. Sharperton did good too, and so we feel good about that position. Compton did well also. Safety, you know, signing Ryan Clark, getting Merriweather back, I think is good. And we also have Philip Thomas coming back from an injury, which we feel good about his progression.
Coach, what did you like about Zach Hocker, the kicker you took there in the seventh round?
Leg strength, very good. He's a very productive kicker at Arkansas, and his kickoffs were, I think he was ranked 9th or 10th in the nation as far as touchbacks, which is excellent. And he was a productive kicker, obviously, all throughout college. So he'll come in and compete for the kicking spot, obviously.
How was the dynamic in the draft room your first time working with a lot of these guys? How did it go?
That was great. You know, Scott Campbell did a great job. Bruce Allen, the rest of the scouting area scouts did a phenomenal job with their write-ups, and the organization of it all was very smooth. And the rankings kind of fell into place. We didn't have to reach for a lot of guys. So we felt good about the process, the way it went, and it was a heck of a deal.
Jay, obviously Murphy's a good pass rusher, and you signed Jason Hatcher, and you play a 3-4, so you're not going to keep as many D-linemen as our teams would, but was there a twinge at all about not taking anybody in D-line?
D-line, yeah, a little bit. You know, I think we'll hopefully address that tonight in free agency with some of these college free agents. But we do have a number of guys that have played. You know, we signed Kendrick Golson as a free agent. We obviously signed Hatcher as a free agent. We re-signed Chris Baker. So we have some guys here in place already, Cofield coming back. So we have a lot of defensive line, but we could use a couple more for training camp.
With Lake, were there any similarities there to Gio Bernard, who you coached last year?
With who?
Lake.
Lake, Gio had a lot more experience out of the backfield catching the ball, you know what I mean? So this guy's kind of if there's a reach about him, it's projecting him to be a third down guy is catching the ball. What we're envisioning him early on is not so much a third down guy, but a guy that can spell Alfred, obviously, and, you know, hit the home run, you know what I mean, because he's got the breakaway speed, and hopefully in time he might be able to develop into a pass blocker slash receiver.
You spoke last night, for example, about the offensive line. Maybe once you got here, you realized that the talent here was maybe different than you had perceived. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, just overall, this was a 3-13 team last year.
Right.
And on paper, you say that's a long way to go. Just after having gone through free agency, having gone through this draft, can you recalibrate? And I assume you think you have better than a 3-13.
Oh, there's no question about it. I think with what Bruce and we did in free agency, I think really helped jumpstart us and put us in a great position for the draft where we weren't drafting for need, like I said yesterday. So I think with the guys we added in the draft and the free agency, I see us being competitive in every single game that we play. And we're really excited, chomping at the bit to get into training camp and get started. We had a great three-day mini camp. The energy level was outstanding, the tempo. I think everybody's feeling pretty good right now. We just got to carry that over into our OTAs and then into training camp and obviously in the preseason games. But from a talent standpoint, I don't think anybody can question that we have significantly upgraded our football team.
I finished the year, I think, 13 for 13 in field goals, only missed two unblocked kicks. As a coach, philosophically, would you envision maybe having a kickoff specialist?
That's not out of the question, no. You know, and we'll see in training camp, Kai needs to kick off better. That's a fact. He's obviously a very good field goal kicker, which is important, and we have a lot of respect for his talent as a kicker. But we also feel like we needed to bring another kicker in here and compete and look at for the kickoff specialist type thing and compete with Kai. You know, there's every other position in the football on the football team has competition, and the kicker should be no different.
Ryan Grant from Tulane, what jumped out at you the little bit we've been able to see? Looks like a pretty good hands catcher.
He's a great hands catcher. He's a good route runner. He can play inside and outside. We're surprised that he was there. We had a little bit higher grade on him, obviously, and he was sitting there, and we took him. We were impressed with him at the combine interview that we had with him. His production at Tulane has been excellent. And like I said, his flexibility as far as being able to line up, he knows the position. He knows the passing game concept. They had a very sophisticated offense at Tulane, and we feel like he's going to come in and compete right away.
Breland's a guy who came out early. If he went to school another year, where do you think he would have been in the draft next
year?
Well,
yeah, that's a projection, but, you know, we felt like he was, you know, I think the coaches we talked to today felt like he'd be a late first, second-round pick. I heard today, I think Mike Mayock said he was projected first-rounder if he stayed another year. Very excited about that pickup, you know, not only for special teams, but we feel like he's a technician at corner, but knocked him down to our round. He didn't run the greatest 40 time probably at the combine, but he's a heck of a football player, and I like guys that are physical tackling machines, and that's what he is.
And what kind of developmental timeline do you envision just for a guy
like
that?
Well, you know, he's going to come in here and compete, but we feel great about, obviously, D. Hall and Emerson had a great 3 days, and we got Porter coming off the injury, but he's going to come in here and compete. We have some other corners in-house that they'll be in good competition, but for him to come in here, the way he plays, the style that he plays really fits what any defense does because he's physical, he can tackle, and obviously he can play press with the best of them.
Could you see him could you see him being a versatile player for you too, even being able to play a little bit deep at all down the road, or do you view him
Yeah, that's something else that came up. You know, their coaches at Clemson said he's a possible safety also. You know, he can play safety. He has played safety. So, you know, we talk about position flexibility all the time, and that's another thing that drew us to him. Not only corner, safety, special teams, you will find a use for him because he's such a good football player and physical.
To circle back to the kicker, would you use two roster spots, one for a kicker and one for a kickoff guy?
Obviously, you prefer not to, but that is a possibility, and we'll see how it goes in training camp and see how they compete, and we'll go from there. But, you know, that is to be determined.
One of the big stories this year has been Michael Sam. Obviously, it looks like he may go undrafted. Any discussions about reaching out to him?
Well, we drafted Trent Murphy, obviously. We still have Brandon Jenkins here and Rob Jackson here at that spot, so we feel pretty good about that spot. And Robinson came on and had a good 3 days also, so we have some guys at that spot that we feel good about.
Kicker is not a norm position to draft. When you're looking at that in the seventh round, and, you know, maybe he doesn't go undrafted if you don't pick him, but just any, I guess, back and forth on that as to whether.
Oh, no question. And, you know, we got that extra pick in the seventh round. And we had the extra pick, and we felt good about the players that we drafted. And we were wanting to bring a kicker in here to training camp to compete with Kai. And then instead of getting into the bidding process with every team come free agency, we thought we'd just go ahead and take one, the pick of the litter, so to speak. So Coach Kotwicka did a lot of research on all the kickers, and Zach's the one he wanted.
What was your analysis on Bolzner, tight end?
Well, you know, he's a solid tight end, got good hands. He's played outside. He's played fullback. He's played tight end in the core. But he's been very productive at Indiana. Obviously, I think he's a leading tight end in the history of Indiana football, or right up there. So I like his position flexibility, being able to move around. But really what kind of stuck out he runs down on kickoff like a war daddy. He is he's a fun guy to watch running down on kicks. And obviously, you know, I've mentioned special teams on here a lot. You know, we were the 32nd ranked team in every special team category, and it was a major item for us in the draft. And Ted is a good special team player as well as a tight end.
Is he a better pass catcher or blocker if he had a calling card?
Pass catcher. Probably he split out a lot. I think he's probably known for his pass catching skills, but talking to their coaches, and they feel like he can be an inline blocker. They just didn't do it a whole lot, but they did it, and he's done it. And he's got good size. He's 6'5" you know, 258 plus pounds. So he's got the frame to do it. We just got to, you know, coach him up and do it.
You guys don't have a lot of size in your wide receiver position, but with a guy like him and Jordan Reed and their height, does that help compensate for that?
No, it really does. You know, the way Jordan can move around outside, inside, it creates mismatches for you against corners and safeties and linebackers. So there's different ways to get bigger guys, you know, matched up on smaller guys. And with Jordan's flexibility and Teddy's flexibility, it'll help.
Related to that, how is Jordan's health?
He's been great. Great. He's had a great OTA session. He's working out. He's in great shape. Probably need to gain some little weight. I think he's thinking he's a wide receiver now. Probably got to remind him he's a tight end. But he's done some great things, and his health is excellent. He had a great 3 days of training, or the little mini camp.